This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And you're listening to That's the Ticket. Now, I say this almost every week, but today I'm really pleased to be welcoming not one, but two new guests to That's the Ticket. Friend of the show, Hamilton Musical Theatre, kia ora team, have hooked me up with a couple of cast members from their upcoming production of the award-winning comedy musical Avenue Q, which is coming to a Rivoli Theatre near you, opening on the 16th of May. Kia ora, Gabby and Luca, welcome to That's the Ticket.
Kia ora, thank you for having us.
I hate to ask this, but I always do it, but I'm like, how's it going, team? Even though I know you guys are in the depths of Tech Week and probably pretty tired, maybe a little bit stressed.
Exactly. You can't, people at home can't see us, but we're smiling, we're sitting upright, we're super attentive. No one's slumped over or slightly tired or, you know, battling a blocked or stuffy nose. We're wonderful. We're thriving, right?
Yeah, we're 100%.
No, there's a lot of hard work that's been put in, especially coming up to the show season, which has left a lot of people pretty tired. You know, community theater is always that way when you're working jobs and school at the same time. But it's still fun. It's really cool to have an outlet like a show like this.
Well, yeah, and I feel like a show like this is an outlet is a great way to put it, because I guess you guys are probably good people for me to ask this question to, but like Avenue Q, like what is it? And it's up to you, like how spoilery we get in the plot situation, but like how would we describe this show? Because it's not your average musical, I'll give you that.
Think Muppets meets South Park.
Okay.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, that's an interesting way. I've been telling people, think Sesame Street for adults.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so we've covered the puppet aspect of it, which is a big part. And then that sort of adult theme, raunchy style, not particularly PC, but lots of fun.
Yeah.
Very colourful.
And this is the thing, because I feel like there's almost this shift when people find out that it's puppets where they're like, oh, okay, so there's less work. Because you're just standing there with a puppet. Not the truth, is it, team?
Right.
No. If anything, it's a bit more to think about.
You're working a whole nother, I want to say human, but
being?
Being, I suppose.
Thing?
Yeah, like your right arm turns into someone, you know? Which is a lot of mental work, a lot of physical work as well. You know, I have a huge right bicep now.
Yeah, I can see it, guys.
Yeah,
she's jacked.
Watch out, everyone.
We'll wrestle in the first song break, I think.
Yeah.
That seems like a good shout.
Watch out.
And I guess, so who is your right arm portraying?
Well, my right arm is portraying Kate Monster.
Okay.
She's a kindergarten teaching assistant. She's very, I want to say, peppy, bright, think pink. And she's a bundle of joy with a little bit of venom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that. Slay. And Luca, how's your right arm?
My arm is portraying Princeton, and he is a recent college graduate who only just moved to Avenue Q and is looking for his purpose.
Okay. Relatable content. I mean, let's pretend that I also just finished university. And
of course.
That I, no one can see me. It's radio. And I just want to kind of bring something we were talking about before we went live today on air, because this is the first and potentially the only time it's going to happen. But everyone in the studio right now is actually left-handed.
Woohoo.
What are
scary, right? We were saying that we should be making jackets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A club.
The left-handed club.
Let's all just high five with our left hand later.
I think that'd be so cool. After we arm wrestle.
Yeah. Because my right arm's going to be cooked after taking on you, and it's going to be.
You can only high five with your left hand after that.
And so I guess, is this your first time like working with puppets on stage?
On stage, yes. I mean, I had a moment when I was, I don't know, probably 10, whenever Grace VanderWaal was on, you know, America's Got Talent. Was super into that. I thought I was going to be the next awesome ventriloquist. So definitely invested in a puppet then that sat, you know, in my childhood bedroom for too long, slightly neglected.
Okay, great. How did the, can you actually do any ventriloquy?
I'd like to say so, okay. But I think people humor me when I try.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in safe space. Gosh, she hasn't opened her mouth this entire interview.
Yeah, right? My right hand's just flapping next to the mic, actually. Yeah.
And I guess, Luca, is this your first time
doing the puppet stage, thing? It's the first time I've been, like, using puppets. I used to use them, like, just play around with them a little bit back in the day, and I enjoy, you know, like, Jeff Dunham and all that. Like, I find him quite funny. And, yeah, it took a little while to get used to, but, you know, like, you catch me, like, in class, like, in, like my chorus class or something, which we do, like, a little choir thing.
Mm.
You catch me sometimes doing this while I'm singing, and I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because it's like, you're obviously on stage wearing the puppets, making the puppets do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you in your head, like, thinking about what your face is doing and making the puppet's face mirror that? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. I mean, facial features don't work the same on a puppet. there's a lot in the physicality of the whole head and the neck, and you can kind of work the shoulders into it as well. And then for certain puppets, like my puppet has a left arm.
Yeah.
Some puppets have both arms. Some puppets have hands.
Wow.
Yeah, where we have two people puppeteering.
Okay, that's a lot.
Mm. Yeah, so one will have the head and an arm, and the other, we have a wonderful Katie Hansen who's working the right arm, I want to say. I know my lefts and rights.
The amount of, like, mime and hand-related action that's going down in the studio right now, guys, as everyone's talking about this, is out the gate. And I guess, kind of circling back, we've got through the, like, what is Avenue Q, South Park and meet Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're running at Rivoli Theatre, and so you're opening on the 16th of May, running until the 30th of May, 7:30 p.m. shows and a 1:30 p.m. matinee on the 23rd. And I believe you've got a benefit night on the 15th. I don't know if there are still tickets available for that. So just if you're driving, pull over and then just go to iTicket and you'll find everything you need to know about Avenue Q. And so, yeah, you're at Rivoli Theatre and... I mean, this is very cheeky to ask, and you don't have to answer it, but I wouldn't be the radio host that I am if I didn't. But, like, we're in Tech Week. You've probably just moved into the theatre. Like, are we excited to get this one in front of a crowd?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it's one that you'll be rehearsing, and you'll do it in front of the same people, and the jokes land every time, and it's fun and funny, and people laugh. After a while, we've all heard the jokes. A new person will step into the room and they're laughing, you know, all over again, and all the jokes are fresh. And I think it'll be really fun to have a new crowd every night that aren't expecting, you know, what's going to come out of our and our puppets' mouths.
Yeah, I that's a bit of a recurring theme when I have people who are, especially in comedies, on That's the Ticket. Because, I mean, you hit the nail on the head with, like, you get used to your own jokes.
Yeah.
And I think you're right in, like, with the new crowd, it's going to be a different show every night.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, because in case your creative team are listening, it's going to be the same show every night because we've learnt everything and we're going to do it the same every night.
Of course.
Mm. Perfect. Stick there. Yeah. 10 out of 10, no notes, without a doubt. But, yeah, I think this one especially, because there's so many elements that are silly.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like you want to go more than once so you can, like, fully give everything your full attention.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, you have acting, singing, dancing, and that you might get with any show, but with the puppet and the physicality, and there's so much more. And then the style of comedy as well, which can be very satire and you know, there's a lot to think about just as an audience member as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I just want to circle back to, you mentioned choreo.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are doing choreo with, like, are you guys actually doing choreo or the puppets doing, how does this work?
We have, like, the puppets are basically doing, you know, they're doing a lot of the hand stuff, but we've still got to do, like, the leg work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, break a leg? That's, I'm being superstitious here.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, there's really something in here for everyone.
Right.
And actually, I do, I mean, if you haven't kind of, dear listener, picked up that the, you know, with the Sesame Street meets South Park kind of analogy, that the show does have a rating. It's R16. It's got some strong language. Give us an example. I'm kidding. This is radio. Contains strong language, mature humour, sexual content and themes not suitable for children. So R16, and then I guess I'm going to say you've been warned, you know your kid. There it is. And I'm going to keep saying this, but I'm going to keep going, I want to be cheeky, but do you guys have a favourite song in the show? This is not a question they were briefed on before, fam, and it doesn't have to be one that you sing, if that helps.
Oh, I must say probably Jack and Joseph's song is my favourite.
If You Were Gay.
Yeah. If You Were Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jack and Katie put so much into Nikki as a puppet. And it's just a really fun song. I think it's a really clever one. Mm-hmm. And to see those two characters, Nikki and Rod, together in the same song and see their dynamic is always really fun. And that one has me laughing every single time.
Okay, good shout.
I think my favorite one would have to be Schadenfreude, which is
Gary's
and Nikki's song, which Adrian, who plays Gary, has done a really good job with it, and so has Jack. It looks really good.
Okay, great. Well, now I might take a moment to play neither of those songs. No, well, here's the thing with Avenue Q, and no shout out to Avenue Q, because we love Avenue Q.
Of course.
Should I say Avenue Q again? Avenue Q. But it's quite a hard one to pick songs to play on the radio, because as per that content warning I was dropping before, there is some explicit language and stuff. And so I believe, Luca, is this your song? It's Purpose?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel about the song? You're at that point where you do a musical Purpose. And you hate it? Oh, no, you still like it?
It's still my favourite musical. I love Avenue Q.
Really? So is this like a bucket list show for you, mate?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Oh, well, now I feel, validated in my song choice. I mean, there wasn't much to choose from and, shout out to your production manager, Jaden, because when I was talking to him organising this interview and I'm like, hey, song recommendations, and he's like, honestly, there's the Avenue Q theme and then everything else is a little bit, colourful language. So I'm glad I was able to find one. And I guess this one's for you, Luca. Try not to sing along.
Purpose, it's that little flame that lights a fire under your ass. Purpose, it keeps you going strong like a car with a full tank of gas. Everyone else has a purpose, so what's mine? Huh. Oh, look, here's a penny. It's from the year I was born. It's a sign. Ba 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 ba, doo 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 doo. I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
He's gonna find his purpose.
Whoa, whoa. I'm gonna find my purpose.
He's gonna find
I'm gonna find
my purpose.
Could be far, could be near, could take a week, a month, a year.
Job,
or smoking
My purpose in life is a mystery. Gotta find my purpose. Gotta find me.
That was Purpose from Avenue Q, which is coming to a Rivoli Theatre near you at the end of this week. No pressure to the couple of cast members who I have in the studio. Luca, you play Princeton, who sings that song Purpose. Yep. Have you found your purpose whilst working on Avenue Q?
Have I found my purpose?
Mm.
I don't know.
I was going to say a pause kind of answers the question there, bro.
Yeah, to think about it.
I mean, at least I can assume that you are, you know, undertaking the role with purpose, with drive, with passion, mm-hmm. with puppets, like, you know, getting all the peas in there.
Yeah.
And so it's not just you two in the show.
No.
I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you know how many of you there are in the cast? Are we counting on fingers now?
No, yeah, you saw me look down at my hands.
I did.
I want to say 15, but that could just be a number that I've pulled out of thin air.
Yeah, it's a pretty small, like,
yeah,
cast.
I was going to say it's like between 12 and 15, eh?
Yeah.
Apologies to if any of your creative team or Jaden or anyone's listening. I'm sorry. I did the bare minimum of research, guys.
Hey, that's all right. We're in the show. We should know.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a small cast, mm-hmm. and so I guess, you know, before that song break, we were talking about how you guys are already doing quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
but with a tight-knit cast in a musical, it's really kind of like everyone's just got to be onto it, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there are people, you know, doing more than one character, or, you know, there are characters even in Purpose. We have a lot of double ups, and they come in as different characters. And I won't say what happens in that song, because I think it's really a fun little surprise, a little detail that pops up in that song. But yeah, it's a lot of work for everyone involved, doubling up on characters, and as well creative team-wise and crew. They have a lot of literal heavy lifting to do.
Oh, wow. Shout out to the crew.
Shout out to everyone there. Yeah, I mean, our props are looking amazing. Our puppets, they've just had their spruce up. Everyone's looking clean and fresh.
Snazzy.
Yeah. Snazzy, that's an awesome
You guys are looking clean and fresh and snazzy as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Halfway through tech week.
Yeah.
I like to hear it.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets now. Yeah. But I guess looking at the rest of the team, correct me if I'm wrong, but your creative team, you've got Kate Martin Booker as your director.
Correct.
Yep.
Lauren Empson is your choreographer.
Yep.
Yep.
And a friend of the show, Catherine Harris, is your vocal director.
That's the one.
Yeah. I say friend of the show. She's not a friend of the show. She's never been on the show.
Oh,
I think actually Kate's the only one who's ever been on. So, Lauren, what are you doing? No.
Right? Yeah. Well, you'll have to get Lauren and Kat on as well.
Yeah, everyone finds a way. Eh? Yeah. They always end up here. And I guess how long have you guys been working on this one? I assume you started rehearsing this year, right?
Yes.
It's all just kind of blurred, eh? I can see the panic.
Yeah. Oh, 1st of March. Luke's
got it down.
Holy.
1st of March.
There we are.
And where am I? I had like, imprinted in the back of my brain. Like, when I heard that I got the role, I was like, oh, got to remember this, got to remember this. Like,
okay.
See.
Calendar reminder, not enough?
No, not enough.
I mean, okay, so if you kicked off in March and we're in May, that's is it a standard rehearsal window?
Yeah, about 3 months.
Yeah, they grow up so fast, team.
Yeah, it's quick. And, you know, 3 months feels like a long time until it's, you know, 1 month and then a couple weeks. And then, you know, right now it's not feeling like a lot of time. But the show that we have on our hands is really awesome.
Yeah.
So it works out in the end.
It always works out in the end. And here's the thing. And, you know, because you've both, you know, this isn't your first rodeo.
No.
You guys will know that once it kind of starts running, it just goes like that.
Yep.
Like, it just goes so fast.
Yeah. Everything irons out and you come out with a really clean show that you're proud to put on.
Yeah, so you should be cherishing Tech Week right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, once I get an 8 hour sleep in somewhere, I will be having the time of my life.
I bet. But yeah, I mean, she's coming up quick, and it's great to hear that you guys are keen to get in front of a crowd. And, you know, we've already kind of touched on how it's quite a small, tight-knit group. Mm-hmm. Do we feel that way, like going through the 3 months of rehearsal? Have we kind of formed? I use the term theatre whānau.
Mm-hmm.
Is that apt for this one? We're all tight, we're all vibing.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
We haven't butted heads or puppets, you know, yet. We'll see by the end of Tech Week if we're all annoyed and biting each other. But so far, you know, we have a couple theater moms, and you know, everyone's been really, really friendly, really jovial. Kind of suits the vibe of the entire show, you know, just that really a fun energy.
Yeah,
by everyone.
And have you guys worked with anyone, any of your castmates before, or is it all a relatively new mix of people working together for the first time?
Well, I've Rod and one of our Bad Idea Bears both do the same courses that I do.
Okay.
So we've done stuff like that, like Joseph and Patrick.
Are you, I need to stop. I affectionately call you guys WinTech kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's
WinTech Performing Arts degree.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, what year are you?
Oh, I'm only year two.
Okay.
So I started last year. They're both year three.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. And then, again, I'm doing that thing where I bring up something we talked about off-air, on-air. But, Gabby, we found out that we had actually worked together in a show and I didn't realise.
Yeah. Whoops.
I have a valid excuse, okay? It was Cats last year.
Right.
I'm not wearing
the makeup anymore, so it was hard to tell.
Did you have a wig as well?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a black and red cat.
Yeah.
Very hard to tell who I was. In fact, a lot of the people that I knew that came to the show didn't realize until afterwards that I was, you know, Electra, the one that popped up a little bit through.
Mm.
That was really fun. We saw each other. You were working the moon.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the most important roles probably of Cats, right?
Yeah. More important than pretty much anyone else in Cats, I would
than
say.
Than any cat, in fact. They probably should have called it Moons.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
No, we had this this bit, and I never did it, if anyone, you know, involved in the show is listening, but because there was a lot of low fog in that show, and you guys spent, you know, you did some great floor work in that show.
Definitely.
And then my crewmates were like, just crawl out and see how far you can get. I never did.
You probably could have bought, you know, some Kmart cat ears and...
Yeah.
I mean, you would have stuck out like a sore thumb once the fog cleared. But other than that, it would have been lots of fun.
They'll be like, what cat is that? And I'll be like, crew cat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a bit of a, you know, you're going from cats to puppets. Like, have you ever, like, played a regular person?
Ah, listen, define regular. No, I have. I've been doing shows since I was about, I want to say 10.
Okay.
So we're coming up on a decent decade.
Yeah, okay.
Of theater work and being in the tight-knit Hamilton theater community.
Mm.
I started with junior shows at Riverly, and I was, you know, Annie Jr. So playing little orphan Tessie. And then I think the last show that I did with Riverly before this one was actually Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, wow.
And so I played Belle, who I'd like to say is pretty regular.
Yeah.
Although the rest of the townspeople don't think so in that show.
Yeah, just because Sis likes to read. I'm like...
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Picks up a book and suddenly...
Yeah.
A freak, but...
Oh, wow. Congrats on the range, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, looking forward to the next one. And I guess, Luca, obviously we've established that you're currently studying with WinTech, so as part of that course, there's a fair chunk of performance in there.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. Like last year I had to do the Big Night Out, of course, which happens every single year.
Iconic.
Yeah. And I've been in, like, there's, like, a show I did last year with one of my castmates. Well, not one of my castmates, but one of the second years at the time.
Mm.
And I only had 3 weeks to rehearse that. That was a lot.
Okay, so 3 months is, like...
walk in the park for you, bro.
We had too much time.
Yeah, we had too much time.
Is this your first show with Hamilton Musical Theatre?
Yes, it is my first show because I only moved to Hamilton last year.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome. Baptism by fire. Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, but before that, I was in, like, Greece up in, down in Masterton.
Okay, well, who did you play?
Oh, I played Johnny Casino, just the...
okay, yeehaw, let's go.
Yeah, and I also was in We Will Rock You in Australia.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, who were you in We Will Rock You?
Khashoggi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you guys could see the I just mimed it as well. How do I describe what you just did? He just kind of
dramatic,
like...
dramatic hair flick.
Yeah, hair flick scenario. Yeah. Okay. Nice and humble, bro. No. Yeah. No, no. Okay, great. Well, it's getting to an important segment in the show. This may be new to you guys, but it's time for Rick's Pick. And so the way the segment works is I have an Uncle Rick. He is a great listener of radio, has listened to every episode of That's the Ticket. And when I started the show coming up to 6 years ago now, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and every week you can pick one from the list and play it, and we'll call it Rick's Pick. And every week we have... And now I've got this unofficial, not one person asked, but I added this kind of new piece of criteria where I try and pick a song that relates to, like, the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Avenue Q, it's that one was hard.
That's tough, yeah.
That's tough. And so I've gone for a bit, sometimes I get a bit English essay with it where I'm like, symbolism.
Yeah.
But... I'm going for a Sandy Shaw track, and it's called Puppet on a String because, you know, you guys have puppets. None of them are on strings, eh?
No.
No.
Puppet on my hand.
Puppet on my hand. that's going to be the sequel, I guess, that we'll write after this song. But Uncle Rick, as always, thank you for your picks. I hope you enjoy this one, mate.
Say that you care, if you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there, like a puppet on a string. Love is just like a merry-go-round, with all the fun of the fair. One day I'm feeling down on the ground, then I'm up in the air. A puppet on a string. I may win on the roundabout, then I'll lose on the swings. In or out, there is never a doubt just who's pulling the string. I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string. I wonder if one day that you say that you care, if you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string. Like a puppet on a string.
Welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. You're listening to Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And if you're just joining us, I've got a couple of cast members from Hamilton Musical Theatre's upcoming production of Avenue Q, the musical. I've been having a chat to Luca and Gabby. We've been covering a lot of ground.
Yeah.
And I feel like... it's very easy to get deep with Avenue Q because we've uncovered that there are so many layers to this show.
An onion of a show, absolutely.
An onion of a show.
Oh, crikey. But, like, we've kind of touched on this, that you guys are in the space, we're gearing up to opening, you guys are ready to get it in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Your favourite songs are not ones that you sing?
No.
Which is bold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice, actually. I think it's quite sweet, but you're probably like, this is the song I pay attention to because I'm not on stage, and so I just get to, like, chill and listen.
You get to stand backstage, watch the monitor, and just have fun.
Yeah, we're just so, you know, extraordinarily humble.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Lucas, we established that before the break when we were kind of going through past roles. And, can we have some more info on you being in a show in Australia? How did that happen?
Oh, that was like, because I used to live over there. I lived over there until...
It's less of an impressive flex now.
Yeah.
You should have made something up, bro.
I lived over there until 2022, or the end of 2022, and I moved over here, did my last year of school in Masterson, and then did like a cooking course for 1 year, and then moved up here to do WinTech.
Great. Cool. So you'll be making all the kai for the after party then, I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, nice. Sounds good.
Don't know how much I learned from that, course, to be honest.
And so this is your first show with Hamilton Musical Theatre.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're in the midst of the studies with all the shows for that. And I know that Avenue Q is the focus here because, you know, if you're listening and you haven't bought your tickets, this is the sign. This is the sign that you need to visit iTick and book your ticket.
Yeah.
But, like, I got to ask, post-Avenue Q, have we got anything on the books?
Ooh.
Creative project-wise.
Well.
That you can talk about. Sometimes people have stuff and they can't talk about it. But also, if you can't talk about it, just tell me. It's just us. It's all good.
I'd love... It's just us. The three microphones. I'd love to pretend that I have, you know, lots of secrets, lots of stuff happening behind the scenes. But at the moment, I think it's just... It'll be a nice break from, you know, rehearsals three times a week and...
Yeah.
And collecting myself before I probably throw myself into another show.
I was going to say, that's always the way. People are always like, I don't have anything, but I'm going to have a break. And then they're back on the ticket like 3 weeks later. And I'm like, oh, look who's back, sis.
Yep.
Yeah. You got anything coming up, Luca?
Other than like stuff for WinTech, like Big Night Out, which is happening in, is it like June? I don't remember when it's happening, but it's happening sometime.
Respect the honesty.
Yeah.
Great marketing, bro.
Yeah. other than, like, that.
And then do you, because your second year, do you do, like, an end of year or you do, like, a production for that?
Yes. I know from last year, the second and third years both, like, do a production at the end of the year. I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be yet.
Yeah.
I haven't got anything for it, but last year it was...
Was it The Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah, Witches of Eastwick.
I went and saw that.
Yeah.
You would not have been in it because you would have been first year at that point in time.
Yeah, wasn't in that.
You also weren't in that.
I was not. I'm not even a WinTech kid.
No.
Well, I'm a WinTech kid, but in a totally different course.
What course are we talking?
I'm a design and visual communication degree kid.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Although we're in the same building.
We are in the same building, and I can often hear them, you know, their warm-ups. We all do the viva viva with you when we can hear it.
Great.
You know, that and sometimes just occasional screaming down the hall, depending on what they're working on that week.
Yeah. I mean, fair.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I did a comms degree, not at WinTech. I was at University of Waikato. And, there weren't many opportunities to just have a scream or viva, viva, viva.
Yeah. Right? We should be joining in on the screaming. Definitely a release.
But actually, this is a, what is it, this like 400th cheeky radio host question, but you were talking about Viva 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 Viva, Viva as the warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
What's the warm-up for Avenue Q?
Oh, we do have a pretty set warm-up at the moment. What do we call it? It's it's like walk something, run.
Yeah, we got to remember the single word that we do at the first. Where we
that's true.
Yeah.
Kate has set up a really awesome... I look forward to it every rehearsal. It's our feeling circle.
Oh, okay. Bless.
Yeah. So we all have one word, and we move around in a circle, and we all say our one word, and we're there to listen. And once it's out, and then we can start the rest of our rehearsal.
Do you pick a one word every rehearsal?
Every rehearsal. Or sometimes it's a sound, you know. It might come to you and you go, you know, and that's you for that rehearsal.
Okay.
It's either that or it's like, some like synonym of tired or something like that.
Yeah, although a lot of the time we also have like super excited
and
we have
to
to be like one word, and they're like, cool, pumped, you know.
Okay. So. I should have got you guys to pick a word for this.
Ah, yeah?
Yeah.
Luca, do you have a word?
Oh, I don't have a word.
That's okay. People find it hard to describe me and this experience in one word.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. That's summarizing. Yeah, it's tough. Ooh, maybe two words, you know, just top tier.
That's top tier.
Yeah. Or maybe radio show, yep. If we're allowed to.
Yeah.
That's a feeling and an emotion.
Yeah. I mean, what I would use for myself would be interested. You know? Because like, you guys come on and I just get to ask you questions for like the whole time.
Yeah, curious.
Yeah. It's a good time from where I'm sitting. I mean, if you guys have any questions for me, feel free.
We'll start throwing cheeky questions back at you.
Yeah. I mean, actually, that's a nice segue into one that I often like to ask when I have actors in the studio. Mm-hmm. And it probably hits differently with musical theatre, but like line learning, is there a method? Because some people have a very specific process, and your gasp is making me think there's something here.
I would love to say that I have a solid process that, you know, someone listening could be like, oh, yeah, I'll use that next time.
Mm.
I had a lot of stuff happening at the same time, and I was really trying to cram a lot of lines into a short amount of time. And I went so far as to look up pre-made Quizlets.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what? There are pre-made Quizlet flashcards that you can find with, you know, Kate Monster's lines or Princeton's lines.
Wow.
So I used that until my free trial ran out.
The internet, there I was thinking that the internet was just for one thing, and this is a joke. This is a reference to a song in Avenue Q, and if you know, you know, and if you don't, you need to go and see the show.
You have to come to the show, absolutely.
The internet is for something.
Uh-huh. Other than that, I've roped in other people to say my lines with me. I'm very selective, though. You know, I learn the pages that have all of the best jokes on my own, and then you can help me learn the other ones, because I don't want to ruin the show for anyone that's coming.
I mean, that's respectful.
Yeah.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. Luca, what's the method?
Oh, see, I don't think anyone should take my advice on methods for this stuff, because what I do is I usually just learn in the rehearsals.
Uh-oh.
And I just learn them all like
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you must have a good memory.
Yeah.
Or do you learn fast?
I learn pretty quickly. Like, I did already have, like, most of the songs down pat from the start, because I'd listened to the soundtrack a lot.
That sparks another good question, or I think it's a good question, because obviously this musical exists, the soundtracks exist on Spotify or wherever else you get your music.
Yep.
And is it hard, like, in the lead up, knowing you've got the role, you start listening to the show, and then do you think is it hard to not try and base your performance off what you've heard? Is that like a challenge in that space?
Yeah, a little bit.
Definitely, especially when you're thinking about creating a voice for your character.
Mm.
Like we were discussing before, that our real voices are very different to our character voices. And so when you're trying to create that, taking influence from other stuff that you've seen, different performances, even, you know, sneaky ones that have been posted on YouTube or Spotify or anything like that. Yeah, definitely there's a lot of inspiration from that. But it's mostly a positive thing, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
And I guess I was lucky enough, because off air they were, you know, you guys were talking about how the voices that I'm hearing right now are very different to the voices in the show. And I got to hear the voices in the show. I don't know if my listeners are going to get to hear the voices in the show.
Uh-huh.
That's up to you guys, or they just buy tickets and that's how they do that.
You could buy tickets. Or Luke is looking at me very intently. I think he wants to do it.
You want to do it?
Safe space.
Go ahead.
Hi, Kate. Say, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's your purpose in life?
Well, I'm a kindergarten teaching assistant.
Oh, right.
There we are.
That is vastly different.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And like the whole vibe in the studio changed.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Everyone's posture shifted.
Yes, that's
I was
up.
Worried that I didn't know my line and yeah. It was just like
sweating. Yeah.
Wow, okay. I mean, shout out for the voice work, because I imagine there's a bit to do, you know, because especially with yours, Gabby, like the pitch situation.
Absolutely.
Like, I guess you, it's hard enough being, like, working on a musical because you're singing all the time, like, things get sore and stuff,
yeah,
but then you've got the added voice. I imagine there's some kind of safety measures that you've got in place?
For sure. A lot of, you know, vocal zone and different, you know, honey mixtures, lemon drinks and all of that sort of stuff. You know, a winter show as well.
Yeah.
Coming into winter, definitely you're battling illnesses and you're just fighting it all off. So, yeah, definitely a lot of precautions taken when it comes to your vocal health.
So I had a guest on That's the Ticket once who said that she would get gummy bears and put them in boiling water and drink that. Yeah, apparently Alicia Keys does it. I don't know.
Sure. Is that for just for fun? Because that sounds delicious.
Apparently it's meant to be like it's like the gummy. It like coats your throat or something.
Sure.
I don't know if it's true. I have said that to people who like are voice teachers and they've like been like, bro, that doesn't sound legit. And I'm like, look, I'm just a podcast host, guys.
Hey, maybe we should pick up some gummy bears on the way to rehearsal tonight.
Yeah.
We'll try it.
Just apologies in advance to your vocal director.
Yeah, wonderful.
unsolicited advice. But, you know, I was asking before if you guys had any other projects on the books.
Mm-hmm.
We've answered that, so I might just take the mic back and do my last segment on the show, which is where I talk about upcoming events. You guys can just chill. Feel free to interject if there's something you want to plug.
Cool. Oh,
but here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, in the not-so-distant future. So in case you haven't heard, Hamilton Musical Theatre has Avenue Q featuring these two running from the 16th to the 30th of May, 7:30 p.m. shows, and you've got a cheeky 1:30 p.m. matinee and on the 23rd of May. Is that a two-show day?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, we love that.
I need to check my schedule, actually.
Yeah, it is a Saturday, I believe.
Mm.
And you can find out more info and tickets at iTicket. So, yeah, don't take my word for it. Don't take their word for it. Go to iTicket.
Yeah.
It'll serve you right.
I mean, we're going.
Yeah, they're going to be at the show.
Yeah,
I'm going
the show,
to the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No, actually, I think it was last week I had some guests on and we were talking about Avenue Q and they're like, you've got to tell me when you're going and so then I can come. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do it on air, guys. but, I'll get back to upcoming events. So the Tickled Pink stand-up comedy night is running at the Regent Theatre in Te Awamutu on the 14th of May. So that's in a couple of days. 7:30 p.m. show. More info on tickets at Eventfinder. And then over at the Meteor, they've got the Meteor Quiz Night fundraiser back in on the 15th of May. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. So get a team together and get amongst it at themeteor.co.nz. I'm pretty sure they've only got a couple of tables left. So if you're listening to this and you want to get amongst it, now is the time. And then up the road at Clarence Street Theatre, they have Indian Ink In with Balloon Dog on the 21st and 22nd of May. More info on tickets at ticketek.co.nz. Whew. As I always like to end that segment by saying, I'm not the definitive guide to all the cool creative stuff happening in Hamilton, because otherwise it'd be the whole show and, like, it's more fun when I have guests, right?
Of course.
Yeah. But I've got one last question for you guys, and I feel like I kind of set it up nicely before I went into that break, because you guys have been here on TTT with me, giving me the tea, the inside scoop on Avenue Q. And so my last question for you is, like, how do you take your tea? Like, if you're going to have a cup of tea.
That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
I do like myself, I like some good old iced tea.
Oh, okay. Oh. What flavour? Is it peach?
Oh.
I'm just basing that on vibes.
I like the lemon iced tea. It's
okay.
Like the generic one, but you know it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You flex that boring tea.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah. That's an excellent question. I forget to drink water most of the time.
Okay.
Which, you know, Kat hates, our vocal director. And so I've started bringing tea to rehearsal.
Yeah.
And often that's a green tea or I started with chamomile just to calm myself down before, you know, pre-show nerves. So, any herbal tea, mostly 2 to 3 tea bags in my water bottle, and I will remember to drink it because it's yum.
Oh,
yeah.
That's hard out.
Yeah, it needs to be strong.
Yeah, but then I'm just thinking about, like, how big is the water bottle?
Oh, standard. No one can see what I'm doing with my hands, but believe me, like, it's a standard water bottle size.
Like, less than a litre?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, because I'm imagining if you had, like, a big one and you had 3 tea bags and it took you a while to get through it, by the end it would be the strongest tea. Like, it would be, like, concrete.
What's terrible is I will forget the tea bags. They stay in there for days.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I respect the honesty.
Yeah, safe space.
Safe space. Oh, crikey. Well, I guess thanks again, team. For coming on and having a chat. Shout out also to your production manager, Jaden, and your creative team for letting you guys come and yap to me instead of being at rehearsal.
Yeah,
respect
Kelda.
It, appreciate it, Kelda. And, I'm going to play us out with another song from Avenue Q, because why not?
Sure.
And I believe this is the closing number for now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this one?
Oh, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. I guess it's
fun one to end on.
Yeah, it's good vibes because you're like, it's done. No, I'm kidding.
Everyone's having fun.
But, I guess this is goodbye from me for now. But you can bet, my lovely listeners, that I'll be back next week with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, enjoy this and go and see Avenue Q, team.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good show. Go see it.
Everything have to be so hard.
Maybe you'll never find your purpose.
Lots of people don't.
But then I don't even know why I'm alive.
Well, who does, really? Everyone's a little bit unsatisfied.
Everyone goes round a little empty inside.
Take a breath, look around,
swallow your pride.
For now, for now.
Nothing lasts.
Life goes on.
Full of surprises.
You'll be faced with problems of all shapes and sizes.
You're going to have to make a few compromises for now.
For now.
But not only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
We're employed.
For now we're happy,
if not overjoyed.
And we'll accept the things we cannot avoid. For now.
Was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.